my plate that my mother put there. She knows I don't like peas, but she doesn't care. She says, come on, try it now, it's not the worst. If you want some ice cream, you must eat that pea first. And I really did put the pea on my spoon, but I made a mistake, and my mouth closed too soon. It slipped off the spoon and fell onto the floor. Whoops! My mom said, don't worry, she's got plenty more. There's a pea on my plate that my mother put there. Peas make me vomit, but she doesn't care. They're wrinkled and mushy and slimy and green. I wonder what happened that made her so mean. There's really no telling how much this will hurt, but I have to eat it, 'cause I want dessert. It shouldn't have happened, it's true, I suppose. Somehow by mistake it got dug up my toes.
There's a pea on my plate that my mother put there. She knows I'm not hungry, but she doesn't care. I tell her if she makes me eat it, I'll die.
She says that she's sorry to hear that. Bye-bye. The pea rolls on my plate, forward and back. It rolls round and round like a train on a track. Faster and faster, it huffs and it puffs till it rolls off the track. My mom says, enough. There's a pea on my plate that my mother put there. It's cold and it's clammy, but she doesn't care. It's hard to believe that just one stupid pea is all that stands between some ice cream and me. So we sit at the table, just me and my mom. My sister, my brother, my father, they're gone. I hear the clock ticking, now it's getting late for me and my mom and that pea on my plate. There's a pea on my plate that my mother put there. She says that she really thinks she's being fair. Just one little bite and this whole thing will stop. And I can't have ice cream with sprinkles on top. She knows that she's got me, she'll win, there's no doubt. She knows ice cream, something I can't live without. She knows this is one fight that she cannot lose. I say, skip the ice cream, may I be excused.
Company's here. Our company, that is. Hello. This is Larry Berger, along with Ricky Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSAJ-FM Grove City, WCUC-FM Clarion, WNJR Washington City Online at WMCK.FM Keysport, PCTV Comcast 21 Verizon 47 Pittsburgh, and slbradio.org/radio. Today we have Chuck Panic joining us to talk about an upcoming production of Tom Stoppard's The Real Inspector Hound that will be at 8:20 this morning. Also, Pittsburgh Concert Society Young Artist Honoree Soham Dom will be here, 14 from Mount Lebanon High School. That beginning our youth expression segment at 10 o'clock, followed by multiple members of the cast of Disney's Descendants, the next play from Alumni Theater Company, which opens July 28th and runs through the 30th. And finally, at 11 o'clock today, Alan Ghetto in our final hour. That plus puzzles and fun all morning long. We're glad you tuned in. A pop quiz coming up in just a few moments. Thank you for meeting us here at the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions in Pittsburgh.
Illinois Central, a Monday morning rain. Got 15 cars and 15 restless riders, 3 conductors and 25 sacks of mail. We're all out on the southbound Odyssey as a train pulls out of Kankakee. Goes past the houses, farms and fields, past the towns that have no name, and the freight yards full of old black men, and the graveyards of rusted automobiles. Singing good morning, America, how are you? Yet don't you know me, I'm your native son. Well, I'm the train they call the city of New Orleans, and I'll be gone 500 miles, my day is done. Dealing cards with the old men in the club car, and it's penny a point, there ain't no one keeping score. Won't you pass that paper bag that holds the bottle? You can hear the wheels a-rumbling through the floor. And the sons of Pullman porters and the sons of engineers ride their father's magic carpet made of steel. And the mothers with their babes asleep go rocking to the gentle beat. The rhythm of the rails is all they dream. Singing good morning, America, how are you? Yet don't you know me, I'm your native son. I'm the train they call the city of New Orleans, and I'll be gone 500 miles when day is done. Midnight on the city of New Orleans, changing cars in Memphis, Tennessee. We're halfway home, we'll be there by morning, through the Mississippi darkness rolling to the sea. Then all the towns and people seem to fade into a bad dream. The old steel rail, it ain't heard the news. The conductor sings his song again. The passengers will please refrain. This train's got the disappearing railroad blues. Singing good night, America, how are you? Yet don't you know me, I'm your native son. Well, I'm the train they call the city of New Orleans, and I'll be gone a long, long time when day is done. Singing good night, America, how are you? Yet don't you know me, I'm your native son. Well, I'm the train they call the city of New Orleans, and I'll be gone a long, long time when day is done.
That is the seldom seen here at the Saturday Light Brigade and City of New Orleans, which you probably know as Arlo Guthrie's big hit, the song written by Steve Goodman, getting us started on today's Saturday Light Brigade. Already lots of folks sending in emails and text messages. Thank you for doing so. A busy week. We had a dozen high school students in all week. The same group will be here next week in our social justice documentary workshop intensive. I taught every day and enjoyed doing it, but would be fibbing if I didn't tell you that it was a little bit exhausting. The students have chosen some amazing topics, ranging from preventing violence to issues faced by immigrants and former refugees as they enter the region, and all sorts of other topics. All told, these 12 students came in on a Monday without any idea of the topic they wanted to cover or really how to structure a radio documentary. By the end of the week, they interviewed 20 different subject matter experts. And now they'll be taking those interviews and using them to create what will probably be 8 different documentaries all told. Some are working alone, some in teams. So it was really a great week to see our Youth Media Center in action. Meanwhile, across the street, literally at Pittsburgh King, we conducted our summer boost program in collaboration with Pittsburgh Public Schools. We also had a visit from the Regional Asset District. On Tuesday, and we recorded some podcasts in the Remaking Tomorrow podcast series. That we're proud to record here for Remake Learning. Our board of directors met. We kicked off our brand new solar concert series. And a group of remarkable interns continued to do work here. 6 all told. Hosting roundtables and creating commentaries in the Youth Media Center as part of an independent project that they're working on. Here's hoping you had a good week. What a week it was. Now, a chance for you to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge and a puzzle that some brigadiers, including Tom of Stallstown and Barb, said seemed easy at first but proved to be harder the more they worked on it. Soft, S-O-F-T, soft, is an example of a four-letter word that ends in F-T. That would be S-O-F-T. Can you come up with 5 other four-letter words that end in F-T? 5 other four-letter words that end in F-T. And if it seems too easy, see if you can use your 5 words in a sensible sentence. 412-200-5975. 412-200-5975. 1-888-379-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Good luck. Good morning to Dust Bowl Jack, and hello to Tommy and Sherry. Nice to have you tuned in.
It's okay. You can bewilder me, be wily, be good to me, be bad to me, be guile. Be sunny to me, or dawn, sullen and rainy. Maybe be the ruin of me, be true to me, betray me. Just roll me, double me, bump my bubble, baby, humble me. You can barge in any time and bug me. Pity me, don't pity me, be pretty, be ugly. Be frigid to me, or be wild and fiery. Jump down, turn around, and wildly defile me.
Tell me, baby, honey, what you got?
That's a tune called Duck and Dodge from Nat Myers. And you heard the Deadly Gentleman with Roll Me, Tumble Me before that. Dust Bowl Jack wanted to hear something by Henry Mancini. I thought we would use this to fulfill his request. And as we do so, I will share some of the answers to our pop quiz today. This one in sentence form, showcasing four-letter words ending in F-T. It comes from Tom in McCandless. Albert rode the lift while listening to W-I-F-T, Harrisburg, then turned left to his loft, hoping to end a rift started by a tiff about a sunken raft by giving a gift of a MIFT, manually initiated funds transfer, to his friend. Nicely done. John in Economy Borough said we couldn't lift our raft to the loft, so we left it as a gift to whoever finds it. Nice. Russ in North Carolina has daft, deft, gift, heft, left, lift, loft, raft, rift, sift, soft, tuft, and waft. And Tom and Barbara came up with left, lift, loft, luft, especially if you remember German, heft, sift, soft, raft, rift, daft, weft, gift, deft, tuft, and politically, at least presidentially, taft. James has rift, left, gift, sift, and lift. Eva, good morning. Eva is at Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh. Loft, lift, left, rift, and raft. Tommy said, Larry had left me an inflatable raft as a gift, then helped me lift it up to my loft. But it sprung a leak and poofed, it was gone. Nice. Vivian has lift, daft, rift, sift, waft, weft, left, and loft. And Angela, good morning, Angela, has loft, raft, tuft, rift, and sift. Linda has left loft, lift, sift, heft, and gift. Still a few more to share. Jim in Crafton Heights has lift, left, rift, raft, daft, deft, sift, loft, waft, and gift. I think we've nailed just about all of the miles. Has heft, left, lift, loft, and sift. Leslie has daft, gift, lift, waft, haft, and sift. Dan in Squirrel Hill has left, deft, lift, raft, toft, and gift. Nelson has left, lift, rift, raft, and sift. Kathy has gift, rift, lift, loft, left, sift, raft, loft, and tuft. Mark has lift, rift, raft, sift, daft, deft, heft, tift, whiffed, and waft. Jeff in Squirrel Hill has lift, sift, waft, raft, lift, loft, heft, and daft. And Sue in South Park, I think, finishes us with gift, rift, lift, sift, and loft. Up, John has daft, sift, deft, gift, heft, raft, waft, and pfft. And there actually are still a few more. It's amazing just how many there are. I'll share a few more with you. In fact, I'll do so right now. We might as well include the others. Chad in the North Hills has waft, lift, gift, raft, sift, rift, daft, loft, heft, and tift. And Ralph is playing along on Facebook, Ralph Junkins. Don't be daft, therefore lift that raft to the loft, because it's a gift. Well done. We will have another chance for you to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge coming up in about 5 minutes with this morning's history riddle. If you think we missed any words, let us know. I think we got all of them and then some.
Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from Alumni Theater Company, creating bold theatrical work that gives fresh voice to the experience of young Black artists. Celebrating the end of their 15th season, Alumni Theater Company presents Disney's Descendants, a remixed fairy tale portraying a cultural celebration and what it means to be in control of one's own destiny. Disney's Descendants runs July 28th through July 30th at the New Hazlett Theater. More details are available at alumnitheatercompany.org.
SLB is proud to partner with Children's Museum of Pittsburgh and Nova Place as we present the 2023 Solar Concert Series. Join us Thursday afternoons at 12:15 throughout July and August for free weekly concerts featuring an eclectic lineup of SLB curated musicians performing on our solar-powered outdoor stage. We hope to see you this Thursday, July 20th, as we welcome Kelsey Robinson and Coulter Harper at Nova Place. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
Come and bring me relief every morning, find me moaning.
Yes, Lord.
'Cause of all the trouble I see.
Yes, Lord.
Life's a losing gamble to me.
Yes, Lord.
Cares and woes have got me moaning.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah. Find me moaning,
yes, Lord.
'Cause of all the trouble I see,
yes, Lord.
Life's a losing gamble to me,
yes, Lord.
Cares and woes have got me moaning,
yes, Lord.
Every evening find me moaning,
yes, Lord.
I'm alone and crying the blues,
yes, Lord.
I'm so tired of paying these dues,
yes, Lord.
Everybody knows I'm moaning.
Lord, I spend plenty of days and nights alone with my grief, alone with my grief. But I pray, really and truly pray, somebody will come and bring me relief.
Every morning finds me moaning,
yes, Lord.
'Cause of all the trouble I see,
yes, Lord.
Life's a losing gamble to me,
yes, Lord.
Everybody knows I'm moaning.
Lord, I try, really and truly try, to find some relief, to find some relief. Lord, I spend plenty of days and nights alone with my grief, alone with my grief. But I pray, really and truly pray, to find some relief.
Fat Man T along with Isai Aliko and Wind of Fire. From Fat Man T's latest album called 1,000 Miles. The song Moanin', and in just a moment we'll give you a chance to solve this morning's history riddle.
Pittsburgh Community Television, PCTV, joins you in supporting SLB Radio. PCTV is a nonprofit organization that provides community members and organizations access to media production resources and programming opportunities that empower, educate, and enhance the community. More information is available at pctv21.org.
Bob and Sarah Amos just released a new album, and it is fantastic. It includes some songs that Bob Amos previously has recorded, including one we are going to play in a moment. But the song November also is included. It's absolutely beautiful, and we'll play one of the songs from that album shortly. Let's see if you can solve this morning's history riddle. I hope if you can, you'll consider calling us. You can use either of these numbers, 1-888-752-7234 or 412-200-5975. He was born July 15th, 1779, on land that would later become the Chelsea District of New York City. Though a scholar of ancient languages and single father of nine, he's remembered most for writing a well-known ditty. It's a poem that at this time of the year, one would usually not choose to recite. It begins with the word "twas" and ends with the phrase "a good night." You could also send an email to slb at slbradio.org or use instant input at slbradio.org/radio. He was born July 15th, 1779 on land that would later become the Chelsea District of New York City. Though a scholar of ancient languages and a single father of nine, he's remembered most for writing a well-known ditty. It's a poem that at this time of the year, one would usually not choose to recite. It begins with the word "twas" and ends with the phrase "a good night." 412-200-5975. Good luck. Bob and Sarah Amos here at the Saturday Light Brigade.
It's many miles to the Shenandoah, still I keep it in view. The way you're close to me when I'm far from you. Though we know that we can't be together as much as we'd both like, you're always here, so clear within my sight. Whatever I do, near or far, wherever I go, keeping watch for the place where I belong. Then a beam of sun comes streaming through a broken cloud, and I think I see your face out in the crowd. Whatever
navigating down the river of life, side by side. More years than I can count, it's been quite a ride. Sometimes rough and rocky, sometimes gentle and calm. We're navigating down the river of life, on and on. We're navigating down the river of life, on and on. You don't have to push that river, it just keeps rolling on. There's more to see around the bend before each day is gone. Before each day is gone. Early one morning, there's a fair wind blowing from behind. And we don't have to paddle, we just drift and take our time. We sit and watch the eagles nesting in the trees. We're navigating down the river of life on days like these. We're navigating down the river of life on days like these. I'll tell you, you don't have to push that river, it just keeps rolling on. There's more to see around the bend before each day is gone. Before each day is gone. River gets shallow and the bottom scrapes, we run aground. Then first a shower, then a torrent, then the thunder sounds. We run ashore for shelter, shiver in wet clothes. We're navigating down the river of life, on we go. We're navigating down the river of life, on we go. You don't have to push that river, it just keeps rolling on. There's more to see around the bend before each day is gone. Before each day is gone. Don't have to push that river, it just keeps rolling on. There's more to see around the bend before each day is gone. Before each day is gone. Flat water rivers or roaring rapids, calms and gales. These changes challenge us, keep life from growing stale. We chose this life together, that cannot be denied. We're navigating down the river of life, side by side. We're navigating down the river of life, side by side.
Stan Davis knew, and the Saturday Light Brigade Library. The album called Refuge. And you heard Bob and Sarah Amos, Wherever I Go, from the album Ever Onward. Holly, I'm glad you enjoyed that. I'm also glad you solved this morning's history riddle. And in just a moment, we are going to talk with Greg in McKeesport. Greg, hang on. First, we're going to say hello to Susie, who is in Alexandria, Virginia. Good morning, Susie. Oh, maybe
good
I got.
Morning.
Oh, it is you. Good. I thought maybe I got it backwards for a minute.
No, I'm here.
I'm glad you are. And you mentioned that you're a librarian, and that gave you a bit of an edge here.
Yes. But also, that was a story that my father told me many, many times.
Did he? It's one that, given the heat we're having, I thought might be good to to think about these days. I don't know how it's been in your neck of the woods. It's been quite warm.
Yes, well, tell me how warm it's going to be, because I'm actually coming up your way right now. In 15 minutes, I'm getting on the road.
Let me see what it says for Pittsburgh here. Today's high is forecast to be 89. That's not so bad.
Oh, that's nothing.
I'm sure it's been much more difficult. At least you don't have to shovel heat, you know?
Yes, yes. Well, we had the hottest day of the year on Thursday. It was 104.
Wow. That I didn't... Yeah. I did not see that. I've been kind of mostly all work and no play for me lately, so I haven't been out, although I did notice the air.
Yeah, it's been all work and no play for me as well. I'm coming up to Pittsburgh for a not-so-happy reason. I don't know if you knew the great storyteller Mary Morgan Smith.
Very much, and I was so, so sorry to learn of her passing about a week and a half ago, I think it was, or two weeks ago.
Yeah, so I'm coming up for her celebration of life today.
I'm glad you are. She was on the air with us many times, and her North Hills Storytelling Festival is one that I took part in several times as an MC and a host. And I was really shocked to learn of her passing. I think she was only 70, if my memory
72.
Serves. 72.
She was my first boss as a librarian.
Oh, my.
She was my boss for 11 years, and a really good one. So I couldn't let this, opportunity to pay homage pass.
Well, I'm glad you're coming, and she's touched so many lives regionally in the storytelling community, and simply as a great human being, and certainly as a librarian, too, working with so many community members.
Yeah, I was musing earlier to myself, I wonder what the funeral of a storyteller is going to be like.
Yes, that could be a very long long eulogies and long. She'd appreciate it.
And I just wonder who I'll see in terms of storytellers from the region.
I think you'll see quite a few people, I would think. She just touched a lot of lives. And one year, the storytelling community was kind enough to honor me with the Joe Healy Award, and it was Mary who was the person that awarded it. So,
that's cool.
And if you're wondering, Joe Healy is a masterful storyteller who died tragically as a victim of crime, and he was honored for his many years of storytelling with an award in his name. And it was nice to have Mary bestow that years ago. You came up with the correct answer, and you were the very first to do it. Who did you come up with?
Clement C. Moore.
Clement C. Moore indeed is correct. And he is credited with writing A Visit from St. Nicholas, or The Night Before Christmas. And it's been attributed to others, I think, too, I think.
Oh, have it? Oh, that's horrible.
I think there's been a little bit of controversy. I started to look at it, but the poem was first published anonymously. Sent there by a friend, and it was reprinted with no name attached and eventually attributed to Clement Moore. And
I have such memories of my father reading that to me.
Oh, I'll bet. I'm looking here. There is a professor who claims it was probably He claims it was written by somebody else. And then if you look at the Wikipedia page, there's kind of a point and counterpoint. But I think the major point is we seem to agree that it was written by Clement Moore. You can't debate every single thing. And the poem is the one we all remember, A Visit from St. Nicholas.
Yeah. We can't debate that it's a great poem.
No, I would think exactly. Librarians probably get into subtle debates all the time, I bet.
Yeah.
Well, I hope you have
I've got to run. It was so lovely talking to you.
You too. Have a good trip, given the circumstances.
Yeah, I actually woke up at 5:45, and I thought it was 6:45.
Oh, no.
You know, and it's like I'm leaving exactly at 7. So it's 6:52 by my microwave clock, which is a minute early or a minute late.
well, thank you.
But so lovely always talking to you.
You too. And we are now going to say hello to Greg. Greg, thanks for your patience. You're on the Saturday Light Brigade. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Greg. How are you?
I'm good. How are you today?
Good, thanks. You knew who we were looking for. What answer did you come up with?
Clement Moore.
Clement Moore, indeed. Author of "'Twas the Night Before Christmas," or a visit.
I figured it out when he. I figured it out when he gave that clue. It begins with "'twas" and ends with "good night."
Excellent. Do you have any memories of that poem from your childhood, or any other circumstance?
Just reading it when I was a child and having it read to me. It's always at Christmas time.
Yeah, it's a fun one to read out loud, too, given the way it is. How have things been out your way? Have the temperatures been okay? Things getting hot?
Well, right now it's in the 60s. It feels nice and cool right now.
Well,
it's going to get hot and muggy later today.
Yeah, it's more of that. Do you have air conditioning close by?
Fairly close by.
That's good. That helps just a bit.
Right now, I'm just enjoying the cool in the morning.
Well, I'm glad, and I'm glad that you called and that you're able to be here with us today. And
always glad to speak to you.
Okay, thanks. You too, Greg. A charge to you. And I hope you'll keep in touch. Thanks for calling. Our answer, Clement Moore, "'Twas the Night Before Christmas." Thank you, Greg, for joining us on the radio. And Susie.
The president was passing laws, gave a call to Santa Claus. He said, get that toy machine on high. Economy is in a slump. I know what could pick it up. This year, let's have Christmas in July. Oh, we'll have Christmas, a summer Christmas. We'll have one fine, fun time unwinding in the sunshine Christmas. Oh, we'll spend Yuletide down by the poolside. This year, let's have Christmas in July.
It's
The Saturday Light Brigade, that's Brave Combo and Christmas in July. And a few additional correct answers to pass along. They include half of the dynamic duo, Linda, coming up with the correct answer. And Larry in Elwood City. Larry, thanks for your email. Larry, noting that yesterday was Woody Guthrie's birthday. Mike and Mars came up with the correct answer, as did Joy in Washington. John in Economy Borough, Kathy in Tionesta, Tommy in North Chesterfield, Virginia, and also Russ in North Carolina. Well done, all. Coming up with Clemens Moore, today's history riddle answer. Clement Clark Moore, born today in 1779. We had a few answers from our pop quiz of this morning. Oh, I see that Ralph Jenkins also knew that Clement Clark Moore is who we were looking for. Julia Shea Marek made a sentence with four-letter words ending in FT. I feel lift when I listen to Fish's Rift, and I enjoy some folks thinking I'm soft for this gift. And all that on a raft, she says. Pat said I had to lift the raft as a waft of smoke began to lift from the fire. Kelly gave a list of loft, lift, gift, daft, raft, Taft and Sift, and I believe those are all of the ones that came in. Thanks for playing along. Top of the hour, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, and internet radio stations and streaming services everywhere, including slbradio.org/radio.
Times that we had.
Matthew, done there by the Flybirds. A song written by John Denver on the Back Home Again album. Always one of my favorites. Ralph Jenkins, thank you for posting on Facebook a link to a CBC Radio Canada story about the controversy of who wrote 'Twas the Night Before Christmas, or at least one claim that it was written by somebody other than Clark Clement Moore. Or Clark Moore, I should say.